It was, said Vernon baseball player Brennan Braddock, the speediest run of his life. He wasn't talking about going from first base to home to score a game-winning run. Braddock was referring to the run from the bullpen, beyond the left field fence, to the team dog pile going on behind the mound after his Okanagan College Coyotes won their fourth Canadian College Baseball Conference World Series title with a 10-9 barnburner against regional rivals Thompson Rivers University Wolfpack of Kamloops. The championship tournament was played May 15-18 at Spitz Stadium in Lethbridge. Braddock, 19, is a second-year relief pitcher with the Coyotes, who watched the unfolding drama with his fellow Chuckers. We were out in the bullpen, and they had scored a pair of runs to pull to within one, so it was tense, said Braddock. But our pitcher got the last guy to ground out to the shortstop. As soon as the first baseman caught the throw, the gate from the bullpen opened, and we all ran so fast to join in. It was definitely, 100%, the fastest I've ever run. Okanagan College jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the final in the bottom of the first inning, then stretched the margin to 6-0 after 5. The Wolfpack got a run back in the top of the sixth, but the Yotes responded with a pair in the bottom of the inning for what seemed a comfortable 8-1 lead. Cue the true comeback. Thompson Rivers scored 6 times in the top of the seventh, and were only a run down before OC added 2 in the bottom of the eighth, setting the stage for the dramatic top of the ninth. Grindrod's Riley Hay is a second-year outfielder with True. The Wolfpack center fielder was 1-5 at the plate in the final, driving in a pair of runs with a triple and scoring once. The defending CCBC World Series champion University of the Fraser Valley Cascades from Abbotsford finished atop the 8-team league with a 21-11 regular season record, a game and a half ahead of Okanagan College, the team the Cascades beat for the 2024 World Series title. True was fourth at 17-14. The Coyotes entered the Canadian tournament having won 8 of its last 10 games, including the final 3 straight. They never lost in Lethbridge. Okanagan College began the World Series with a 15-5 romp over the Edmonton Collegiate Hawks. Braddock threw one inning of relief, striking out one and not allowing a hit while throwing only 7 pitches to get 3 outs. 6 of the 7 pitches were strikes. The Kelowna-based Coyotes defeated the Vancouver Island University Mariners of Nanaimo 5-2. Braddock did not play to advance to the semifinal, where they edged the host Prairie Baseball Academy Dogs of Lethbridge 7-6. Braddock came out of the pen to record the last out of the 8th inning, and got the save in the 9th, despite giving up a 2-run home run. We definitely got hot at the right time of the year, said Braddock, studying carpentry at Okanagan College, and spending the summer doing framing work for Hartwood Homes. This team is very close. Guys would get together every other weekend and just hang out. During the regular season, the hard-throwing right-hander went 2-0 while appearing in 8 games, tossing 11 2/3 innings. Braddock recorded 9 strikeouts, walked 10 batters, and gave up only 7 hits, 3 of which came in his longest appearance of the year, 2 2/3 innings, in a 6-5 loss against Thompson Rivers. He'll spend the summer working, going to the gym, and playing recreational men's league baseball. Braddock has 2 years remaining at OC. My mom and dad, Monica and Dan, I owe them a lot, said Braddock. They're the ones that pushed me to go to college and play the game I love. It's been a great decision. Hay and the Wolfpack opened the double knockout tournament in Lethbridge by beating the Victoria Collegiate Golden Tide 6-4, then improved to 2-0 with an 11-0 romp over the Cascades in what would be the first of 3 consecutive games against the Abbotsford squad. After UFV eliminated the Calgary Dinos 13-8, their offensive outburst continued with a 9-5 win over the Wolfpack. The two teams met in a semifinal, with Thompson Rivers pounding the Cascades 17-2 to advance to the championship against Okanagan College. Hay finished the tournament 4-17 at the plate for a .235 average with 3 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, 1 stolen base, and 1 walk.